knew what had happened. Roll call at this time of day? Here? But I knew. The capo gave a short speech. An ordinary prisoner has no right to meddle in other people's affairs. One of you does not seem to have understood this. I'm obliged, therefore, to make it very clear to him once and for all. I felt a sweat run down my back. A7713. I came forward. A box, he ordered. They brought him a box. Lie down on it, on your stomach. I obeyed. Then I was aware of nothing but the strokes of the whip. One. Two. He counted. He took his time between each stroke. Only the first ones really hurt me. I could hear him counting. 10. 11. His voice was calm and reached me as though through a thick wall. 23. Two more, I thought, half conscious. The capo waited. 24. 25. It was over, but I did not realize it, for I had fainted. I felt myself come round as a bucket of cold water was thrown over me. I was still lying on the box. I could just vaguely make out the wet ground surrounding me. Then I heard someone cry out. It must have been the capo. I began to distinguish the words he was shouting. Get up! I probably made some movement to raise myself because I felt myself falling back onto the box. How I longed to get up. Get up! He yelled more loudly. If only I could have answered him, at least, if only...